Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we're going through every Disney animated feature one by one. But we've moved on to Pixar. But today, actually, it's a very special episode because we've traveled to a different part of the vault. I'm Claire.
I'm Oscar.
I'm Rachel.
And today, inside the vault, it's a very special person we've actually found inside the vault before. She's a sketch lady.
Oh, yeah.
About
not sketchy
town.
Lady.
No.
Not sketchy lady. No. Sketch lady.
She's a sketch lady. It's Coop Foster.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
Thank you for having me once again.
Oh, my yes. gosh. We're excited to have you. So first, let's say what we see in the vault, mm-hmm. and then this will all make sense.
Okay, I'll go first. I picked up this log over here, and I found a bunch of bugs.
Ooh, I'll go second. Yeah. I saw a lot of brambles.
I'll go third. I don't see a fruit that you crack apart and lots of juice comes out.
I guess I'll go fourth. Uh-huh. I see a drawing that looks kind of like an animal.
Oh. Wow. And then if there was a fifth thing, it uh-huh. would be a dead
that zebra.
Zebra
carcass.
Yeah. 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 So we are talking about...
The Lion King!
Live action!
2019. Yeah. So, Coop, you were on our Lion King episode along yes. with Chloe Shieldhouse, yeah. who could not make it today, but
yes.
she's with us in spirit.
Oh, yes,
always.
She's R. always R. with us.
R.I.P.
She's in
Chloe.
The clouds.
She's in the clouds. She's like,
yeah. she's like...
she's giving me a life lesson.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. Remember.
That sounds
me.
Exactly like Chloe.
Yeah. yeah.
Remember me.
To clarify, she is still with us.
She's yeah. still with us. She's, no, she's not dead. We're not making light of anybody's death. Yes,
no.
Exactly.
She's resting in peace, but like not dead-like.
Yeah.
She's taking a nap. It's a very nice nap.
She's having vacation time.
Yeah. yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. This is a fun little, so, you know, circle of life moment.
Oh. Oh. God.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
yeah, this, wow, y'all. so had you guys seen this movie before?
No. It seems familiar.
Yeah, it felt like I'd seen it.
It felt
before.
Very familiar.
It is funny because we call it the live action, but technically it's all CGI.
Yeah, that's yeah. a good point.
But it's totally, I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's live action.
I mean,
Lion
it's like
King.
Photorealistic.
It's like it's National all, yeah. Geographic, mm-hmm. Planet Earth
yep.
version.
Yeah.
that
yeah.
word
yeah.
just popped out of my brain. Yeah. So let's talk about some... I was going to make a bad joke that didn't make any sense. Let's just call it the bare necessities. I was yeah. going to try to throw in an animal from this movie. It wasn't going to make
well,
sense.
Well, I mean, since we've had live action Jungle Book, it is bare necessities.
Oh, you're right.
That's true.
I was going to try to say necessities. Lion necessities, but that was...
That's
dumb.
You know don't what?
Be
a lion.
Could be, it, also, it could be, yeah, not lion.
Not
necessities.
Lion.
Not
I'm
lying.
Not lying, y'all.
These are facts. These are facts.
I'm not lying. Cantaloupe.
Ooh.
I'm not lying.
You cantaloupe? You're oh. eating cantaloupe?
Oh, I thought you cantaloupe. You like traditional marriage.
No, I can't elope. I physically and legally can't elope. So anyway, all right. We've and got Lion King 2019. This was directed by Jon Favreau.
Oh.
That was so surprising.
Yeah.
yeah.
Iron Man fan.
Fun. Iron
he
Man.
He did Lion
Elf?
King live, and not Lion
Jungle
King.
Book.
Jungle Book.
He did
yeah.
Jungle Book live action.
So the budget for this film was $260 million, which is Eek. One of the biggest budgets
too much
ever. I mean, probably
we
for
have
all that
to
CGI.
Pay off that Fox merger. I don't know why we're spending money like
that. I mean,
this.
We had to, you know, do a lot of computer yeah. imaging of clouds and yeah. things.
But,
but
it's
a lot of
doing
it,
well.
It looks amazing. So the box office it? Currently,
yeah, I think
it's
so.
Been
yeah.
out a couple
like
weeks.
A week, right?
Yeah, like
came out July 19th.
So like 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
It's made $1.24 billion
that's
in
I
the
mean,
box office.
Yeah,
it's
doing okay.
great. It's doing
I don't
great.
Know if it's paying off that Fox merger.
It's definitely not paying off Beyonce's salary for that because yeah. she had to have had like at least a couple billion.
That's what's so crazy. Okay, so. So let's talk about this cast.
Mm-hmm.
So the only person we have returning is
James
Earl
Jones
as
yeah.
Mufasa.
Mm-hmm.
Also, of course, Elton John. We have
oh,
his
gosh.
Music back.
Yeah. Wait, Elton John is in this movie?
No, he wrote the music.
Oh,
he so
sings
he's
a new song at
yeah.
the
he's
end
got a
of
new
the movie.
Song. Also, Hans Zimmer did the music for the original. He's back for this one. A fun. Sorry. So he, Jon Favreau said that he brought James Earl Jones back because he sees it as carrying a legacy, and uh-huh. that I guess James Earl Jones is the only one who sounds like a king who's ruled for a long time. So he, I mean, those are my words.
I'm
He's
on
the
board.
Only one.
I mean, I'm into it. But yeah.
Sure. I think that's
who else could
very
have
funny.
Played him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
His Morgan voice
Freeman.
Is
ooh.
No.
No.
I problematic.
Mean, also, that's kind of like, yeah, problematic. And also sort of taking a step down.
Wait,
or
what?
Aside.
What did Morgan Freeman do? Yeah.
You don't know about Morgan Freeman?
He's got some, in trouble. Yeah, he's
did
got
he?
Some issues.
Wait, what?
Oh,
I know
what?
He married his niece, but like, fine.
He married his niece?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Oh, my God.
That was her imagining. No, that was her imagining what the problem was. She was like, he's problematic. Obviously, he married his niece.
That's the only thing I could think of, guys.
No, but he was, you know, he
got
was
a Jerry
on set,
Lee Lewis
just,
on
like,
our
not
hands.
Having the best behavior towards women.
Oh,
on set.
No.
That's
just
coming
kidding.
Out. So, God. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, God.
Sorry. Also, God. So Jeremy Irons had expressed interest in reprising his role as Scar.
Why didn't they?
Wait, who
great
played
question.
Scar?
So let me go through this cast. Yeah. We got Chiwetel Ejiofor mm-hmm. as Scar, John oh. Oliver as Zazu, uh-huh. James Earl Jones as Mufasa, uh-huh. John Connie as Rafiki, Alfre mm-hmm. Woodard as Sarabi, mm-hmm. J.D. McCrary as young Simba, mm-hmm. Shahadi Wright Joseph as young Nala, mm-hmm. Penny Johnson Gerald as Serafina, mm-hmm. who is Nala's mm-hmm. mom.
That's right.
I believe. Keegan-Michael Key plays Kamari. Eric Andre plays mm-hmm. Azizi, who are two new... The other hyenas who now have names, they were Ed and Bonsai in right. the first one, but now they've changed their names to have...
Or they're just different.
Yeah. Or they're different yeah, because
the
hyenas...
The other two
yes,
are
the hyenas
else.
Have yeah. changed a lot. We can talk
it's
about
like
that.
It's like a different timeline.
So Florence Kasumba is Shenzi. Seth Rogen is Pumbaa. Mm. Billy Eichner is Timon. Mm. Amy Sedaris as a guinea fowl. And Chance the Rapper as a bush baby.
What? Wait, what? I did not know that.
I didn't know that
Chance
either.
Chance the Rapper also apparently auditioned for Simba.
Aww.
Oh. Sorry.
Young Simba?
Did I even say Donald Glover?
No,
I did not.
You didn't.
Simba?
Not,
that's
even
the
best.
I literally got
and
copied
course,
the first
Beyonce
build. And
Nala.
It's not.
Yeah, you got Beyonce.
I swear, I copied the first build of everything. And I even went down to the bottom and was like, no, those are small parts. All right, well.
Yeah.
I guess wow. Beyonce was not top build, as you guys thought.
Mm. No, she was.
She was. So Nala, Beyonce, Knowles, right. Carter Knowles, I believe.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Yeah.
She's billed in
Knowles
this one.
Knowles Carter, yeah.
Knowles Carter. That makes more sense. And Donald Glover as Simba. So
wow.
There you have it.
So a lot of changes. How do we feel about the casting of The Lion King?
When I first saw they announced it, I was like, wow, so cool. Billy Eichner?
It's a very, yeah. I think yeah. it's a very fun and exciting cast. Like, yeah. And as I think we've talked about on the podcast before, I feel like the cool thing about these quote unquote live action movies is that you get to see new people doing roles we love a la Broadway.
Yeah.
So I think that's fun because all these people are great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's nice to have, you know, a diverse cast. Mm-hmm.
That too. Of course, that was a huge deal for them this time around because it was so many white people in a movie set in
yeah.
Africa.
Like,
yeah.
I think no people of color in that first round besides James Earl Jones. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the young Simba, he was black.
Oh, and
he
Simba.
Still is black,
and
but like...
he was black.
In 95, he was black.
Oh, my
94.
God. And Sarabi.
Now he's ethnically ambiguous.
Yeah.
And Sarabi, I guess. But then that's pretty much it.
Yeah, but that's yeah. it.
I like the casting of this. I thought it was fun. I did not expect to love Billy Eichner and
I know,
that
right?
part as much as I did.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
It's a
I still
surprise.
Wish it was Nathan Lane. But
yeah, why? And also, where's Whoopi?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, Whoopi.
Whoopi's still
she was
alive.
Too busy doing The View, I guess.
She oh, that's true. Too busy
also, she
doing
hates flying.
She
so,
does hate flying.
Yeah.
I just
she
found out about
she
that.
She won't fly.
They could patch her in from anywhere. Yeah.
They could just bus
that's
her
true.
In. Yeah, but
well,
also she doesn't need
gate,
to.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they didn't ask her. I don't know. It is crazy to me that it's just James Earl Jones returning because don't you think all the other cast were like, wait,
yeah,
oh, yeah
they're
course.
All
did
alive.
I,
and
did
well.
I not do a good job?
Was yeah. I not iconic?
Was I not? Yeah, Matthew Broderick's like, hello, I'm here.
Oh,
yeah, Matthew Broderick is
Matthew Broderick, the one,
but JTT,
the one that you wanted.
Wouldn't that be great if JTT was the voice of old Simba in this
Now
one?
That would be.
No. Like, what?
That would be a Riot. Circle of life moment.
That's true. If JTT played freaking Mufasa, that'd be a circle of life moment for sure.
I think that would be funny. I'm just saying, I think it would be funny.
That would be funny.
That
would be some Brave casting. Yeah. They stuck with JTT.
No, Brave was Scottish.
I got jokes. So yeah,
I mean, John, I was a little like, John Oliver, interesting. Okay.
It makes sense, though, because you need like a smart British person.
Seth Rogen, I was like, okay. Billy Eichner, like, definitely was like, what? Yeah. Straight up just like a what?
The thing that just is so weird is that pretty much all of these actors are still around and working.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because it hasn't been that long.
No.
Since
the original one was 95 or 94.
So I think it's four. Clearly, yeah. They wanted a different tone for this movie.
Yeah.
Because let's talk about the tone.
It's more serious.
It's serious. It's like slower.
But it's like, is it serious? Because it's still, I think, a shot-for-shot remake.
Yes.
They like to market it like a shot-for-shot remake of the original.
This actually was problematic because a lot of the original animators didn't get credit or paid for the work that they did to animate the original that they just copied and pasted.
Oh, wow. Mm. What an interesting issue.
Yeah.
It's like a sort of form of plagiarism
and also,
in a way.
Yeah, the original writers also didn't get credit or paid for their words.
What?
Even the musician, well, Elton John, I guess.
Elton, I'm sure, was paid.
Yeah.
But they just did not pay Elton John at all for this movie.
But he was in it.
He
somehow
came back. Yeah.
He's like, I'll write a new song. Pay me for that one. And they're like, okay, we'll pay you for just the new song.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah. It was a big problem because, like, I remember there was a lot of articles about it where, like, animators were upset about it because it's like, that's my work right there. Mm-hmm. You just copied it.
Yeah. It's like taking something and then, like, sort of drawing over that drawing.
However, yeah. The changing pace of this is a lot slower.
It's so slow. Unless,
even for instance, like the opening shot of that mouse, it was like
too long,
way indulgent, so long. Yeah. It was beautiful though. It looks like a real mouse running across the grass. Like,
it's so funny that we're saying that. It's a real mouse.
I know, but this is the thing that we've been talking about a lot, especially with watching the evolution of Pixar. That's interesting is that so much of it, we're like, oh, I don't know. It looks kind of weird. Or like, doesn't totally look real. And they kind of want it to look real. But this it looks real to me.
Yeah.
But this shot, you guys.
Yeah.
It was too much. Starting to look at my... I was going to say watch, but I don't have a watch. My phone to see what time it was.
I wish you did, though, just to show the movie that you were getting bored.
I was like, I'm painfully bored.
So then the movie screen's like, that girl doesn't even have a watch. And she's pretending to look at her watch. We better move this along.
I even started, because I went to see it in Koreatown, so it was like Korean subtitles. I started pretending to read it. I started to pretend to read it in Korean because I was so bored. I was like, oh my God.
You learned another language.
Yes. I learned another language.
Yeah, you it came was worth bilingual. It.
So this is educational.
Wow. Yeah,
it was a lot.
So in the original, the little mousey turns into the little like Scar's play thing.
Yes.
And it kind of happens the same way. But then pretty much immediately you get the sense that, oh, it's not the like grand campy Scar that we are used to and that we love.
No.
It's a withered kind of sickly looking
scraggly-ass scar.
One thing I think we loved so much about the original Lion King, which also to remind everybody, that's one of our highest rated films.
I would say it is the highest.
Number one
we
on
all
my
gave
list.
It a five of us gave it a five, which is even more than normal.
I would say it's the best Disney anime movie.
Yeah.
I agree.
So one thing we loved so much was that the script was like so tight and quick and fast and interesting and like well written, and this felt like they sort of undid some of that.
Well, also a lot of the jokes, they were like you had to see the original to get the new joke because like
I don't know if we're jumping around a lot, but
the whole Hakuna Matata, the farting thing, really made me upset because that's my joke when they sing it. I'm like, I finished the word farting.
They stole your
But they did it, and then they showed Pumbaa farting a lot.
It was like they were tiptoeing around doing the jokes because people know the jokes, but instead they were commenting on it.
Yeah. Mm. And it just wasn't as fun.
Interesting. Mm-mm. Yeah, because, I don't know. Well, so I guess one of the things about the Timon and Pumbaa relationship that I read about was that Jon Favreau wanted it to be a little less like of a vaudeville act because that's very much what Nathan Lane and what's his name, Ernie Sabella, I believe, had going on. And then they thought that like Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner would be more like chatty, just kind of like chatty, like two friends talking, which is kind of the vibe that I got. But I feel like they could have had even more funny moments that were natural, but it felt like they were trying to fit it into the joke that was there.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm going to like put a pin on this to just say something very stupid.
Okay. Go for it.
And very dumb.
Okay.
Okay. This is a circle of life moment right
now. Okay, I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of them.
In so in the live action movie, The Lion King, Seth Rogen plays Pumbaa, right?
Yeah.
So I shot Crosswalk the Musical, which is a James Corden segment where we did do The Lion King musical in the segment. Awesome. And Seth Rogen was a guest to promote Neighbors 2.
Oh, I remember this.
Yes. And in that segment, I played Pumbaa.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, so he got inspiration from you.
That's amazing.
I mean, well, I did sing the beginning of Hakuna Matata.
When was
sing in
this?
Heavy quotations. This was 2 years ago.
Oh. Well, okay. It wasn't even announced yet.
Mm-hmm. I think he had his eye on you, Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. That's very funny, and I need to look it up because I don't know if I've seen it.
Right. Everyone should go. Crosswalk the Musical, Lion King. I'm in it. It's very fun and stupid. And you can hear me sing very badly.
Well, it's funny because Seth Rogen talks a lot about the singing, too, about and how he's so bad and that they got him a, quote, vocal coach, and that was Pharrell.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, and he was like,
literally from the show The
like,
Voice.
Yes, he was like, I can't sing in front of Pharrell. And, like, Pharrell literally ended up banging his head against the wall.
Well, they basically had him just Johnny Cashing the whole thing. And
he
then
probably
at the end of Can You Feel the Love Tonight, he turns straight into Kermit the Frog, right?
Yeah, that's true. And also, like, he sings badly in Hakuna Matata, right?
Yeah.
When I was, like, that whole
I mean, you don't really
like,
need, yeah,
you don't
can
need
just
when
sing.
When I was a word hog.
Yeah, it's like, what? Pharrell? Oh, damn, that means...
Wow.
I guess you can't teach everyone how to sing.
Well,
and then also he had to sing in the room with Beyonce too. And he was
ooh,
just
shit,
like, oh,
yeah.
God.
I would be like, you know what? Fuck it.
I would quit. Yeah. I would really, I would honestly jump out of a window.
Why would they hire someone who can't do the job?
Well, this thing is like, he doesn't really need to sing. It's Pumbaa.
Yeah, it's talk. Yeah. It's sing talk.
It's not Simba. It's
I guess.
You know,
so.
It's not.
Yeah. But there are other funny comedian actors who can sing.
Yeah.
Name one that you would have liked to seen in this role.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a lot. I can't think.
You're right. There is nobody.
Just
had to be
Seth
Rogen.
Seth Rogen's the only one.
Had to be.
Wow.
It could have been Oscar.
No, because I cannot sing either.
I don't.
I'm even worse than Seth Rogen.
You are the inspiration, though, to Seth. So.
I was the catalyst. I was the cat. I will claim that.
So if he hadn't
I was the original
you.
Live action Pumbaa.
It is true, though.
No one can take that away from me.
I don't know. There's been a few Broadway productions.
No.
Don't count.
Not canon.
Not canon.
Not to canon.
Oh, my goodness.
James Corden's Crosswalk the Musical. Now, that's canon.
All right. And so, oh, and also, speaking of the Broadway musical, they took some inspiration from that as well. Some of the music.
I wanted to know what it was.
So some of the music is added, and they wanted to give Nala a little bit more.
They didn't give her Shadowland, though.
Yeah, they didn't really give her much.
What is
that? That's a song that Nala sings in the Broadway.
Where they go to the elephant graveyard?
No.
Oh.
I don't know where it comes up in the musical, but I imagine after they're adults. Now I can't remember what the new song in this one's called.
It's basically when like he's gone and she's like, look at how sad our land has.
So Pride Rock is turned into
I can't even.
It goes like, Shadowland.
It sounds like summertime.
Shadowland and the living is not
I
easy.
I bet I am.
Yeah. The carcasses everywhere. Okay. So also there is that new song, sort of.
That's right. That Beyonce sings.
But it's when a Simba, almost said Jonathan Taylor Thomas, is running home.
Oh yeah.
Freedom
right. Instead of
something. I love that song. That's so good.
Is that from the musical?
No, it's in the from the.
Oh yeah.
And he's like running. Mm-hmm. Instead, it's Beyonce.
Yeah. Anyway. Because it's like, listen, if Beyonce is going to be in this Disney movie, we got to give her
they're
a
like,
track.
Get your money's worth. We got to get her an Oscar nomination.
Yeah, exactly. She needs to be an EGOT, you know?
I mean, yeah. I don't know. This song didn't really wow me that much.
But no, she did. She did release an entire album.
Oh, yes.
Based on that. It's.
Okay, so I have a little bit of like a quote she said on this. So she's releasing an album, it's already out. Yeah. I don't even know that. So it's inspired by The Lion King.
Yeah, and it has like a bunch of her. She sings some songs, but then there's also like Jay-Z sings. There's a song that's like her, Jay-Z, and Childish Gambino.
She explained that she was able to evoke a new genre of music through soundscapes that paint a picture of what unfolds in the movie.
Okay, girl.
Yeah. This soundtrack is a love letter to Africa, and I wanted to make sure we found the best talent from Africa and not just use some of the sounds and did my interpretation of it.
And like in between some of the songs are like lines from the movie.
Oh, interesting.
You know those like the Titanic version, the My Heart Will Go On, that has quotes from the movie. Oh,
yeah. No, like in my head it's like the Muppet movie soundtrack where in between songs there's like a little line that's like 10 seconds long.
Oh, A Star Is Born has a version like that, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's little
not original Beyonce. Just kidding. I haven't heard it.
Claire hates Beyonce. You heard it here first, folks.
I haven't heard it.
You better watch yourself.
It was just
Beyonce
a joke.
Stands out there.
Just a joke.
But to be honest, when I was watching this, I was like, she only got like maybe a page of dialogue.
I mean, that was the biggest thing for me. I was like, where is Beyonce?
Yeah.
And here's what I'll also say. Mm-hmm. Now, not to rag on Beyonce because honestly, she's great or whatever. But I'm not.
Careful.
Okay, I'll just say it right now.
Say it.
The biggest Beyonce fan. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. To me, I stand Solange is my Beyonce.
Yes,
that's who I think
Beyonce's daughter?
conspiracy theory. Listen to Lizard People. I talk about it. It's a podcast. It's very good. But what I will say, Beyonce as Nala was very good.
Okay,
yeah,
I understand.
It was unexpected because she's not that great of a.
Okay.
Whoa.
I am surrounded
by people who are making me nervous.
Well,
I mean, you saw Carmen, the hip hop brother.
Yes, in that other movie where she's like, oh, you better not talk to my husband. Yeah.
No.
You better not talk to my husband.
Oh my God. Well, that movie was.
We're all going to die, guys.
I just want everyone listening to know that I am not. Partaking in
Beyonce is a very hard working performer. She's very amazing. She can command a giant crowd. She's been at it forever.
She's got like what,
she's got powerful
seven
voice.
Emmy nominations.
Yes.
It's
really
amazing. I think so
for Homecoming, right?
Oh yeah, Homecoming. Oh yeah, that was amazing.
Which was not a documentary movie.
No,
like you think it's gonna
right.
be
right. And I
it's just
people
a concert
like,
movie.
Yeah, which is great. I love a concert.
But, like, let's say
it's
what
a
it
behind
is.
Behind the scenes.
Like, this
Damn,
is the.
Poop is just.
No,
and a live action movie.
I agree.
Animated movie.
If you produce your own movie, I don't think you can call it a documentary.
What?
Because you are creating the story for yourself.
Okay.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Someone, I don't think she edited it.
No, well,
she
are you
did
I don't
it all.
Know.
You guys didn't, like, help her with her Kickstarter? Interesting.
No, so, but I did donate to the Veronica Mars Kickstarter.
So something interesting about the Beyonce performance that was mentioned on another podcast I was listening to, which kind of resonated with me, is that Beyonce strives for perfection. Mm-hmm. And because of that, her Nala performance was like trying to be so perfect and trying to do what Nala should sound like. And to me, that was interesting because it kind of makes it not that interesting because it's like, okay, well, that's Nala, you know, that's like what she says and how she feels, but because of that it didn't have as big of an impact. And I think
that for that reason I loved it, because I when Nala was opening her, I was like, oh, here's the Beyonce. And when it wasn't, I was like, oh
yeah,
damn. Just, okay, this is Nala.
Just very like middle of the road, like yep, that's Nala.
Yeah, I was
she's
into it.
She's a great actress,
so there you go. She's
she
a great
truly
actress.
Is a cactress.
Yay!
She's a cactus. We did it. Circle of life moment.
What was I gonna say? I forgot. Oh, well. I did like during the Hakuna Matata all of Donald Glover's little riffs that he was doing. End, yeah.
What did you guys think of the musical numbers? Because we saw Hakuna Matata again.
Let's
talk about Be Prepared.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay, apparently they wanted to cut it all together because...
How dare they? How dare
they? The relationship of the hyenas to Scar had changed. And in the original one, it was sort of like a call to action, also very Nazi-y, which Disney didn't want to be associated with. But they said the real reason was because it no longer made sense for him to be rallying the hyenas because in this one, they are... their own beings. They're not being controlled by him.
Yeah.
But people were like up in arms about this. So they're like, okay, fine, we'll put it in. But it was like a truncated version of Be Prepared.
And like different. Like, yeah, like I barely off, a little even, off to me.
Yeah, I barely even remember it in the movie. Yeah. Like I remember it was there, but
I remember being disappointed the whole time.
It's just such a huge moment in the first one. Like the ground is rising up under him and there are flames and it's red. And
it definitely was not as powerful this time.
No.
I mean, it was like Shaggy Scar singing it too. So you're like, nah, I don't feel your power, jacked up Scar.
Yeah.
It was just kind of sad.
But also, to be fair, I feel like I'm defending this movie for some reason. To be fair, the original Be Prepared had a little bit of like spice to it. It felt like a weird salsa song. And for the tone of this live action Lion King, it was like, that would have felt crazy. It was like,
is like marimba the instrument?
Yeah, it was like, it was like, no, wait, you
but
can't
that's kind of, that was Scar in the first one. He had that like slink like, to him.
Well, Scar was a drag queen. Yeah. So like,
they could
know.
Have changed the tone of it without completely just making it nothing.
A different song?
You could have had like a full stringed orchestra and made it very dramatic.
Yeah.
And I think it could have been that direction and even like had slowed down bits and just, I don't know.
Yeah. Could've it was been, a different song altogether.
It feels like they just didn't want to tackle something that would have been like actual work. Here's the thing, because most of the movie is just copying and pasting a movie that's already been done and then getting like a good cast of people that are likable already so you don't have to make anyone like do anything extra, you know? So basically they didn't do much work.
They didn't want to write a new scene to fix it to fit.
Yeah, well, they didn't want to do the work to make Be Prepared able to fit into this movie.
Yeah. Sad.
So I feel like it could have fit into it.
They could have made it work if they actually wanted to work. Exactly. It's my thing. They didn't work.
Why do you think they made this movie? Because I just can't, like, I mean.
Money. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
It's that could have bombed so bad.
It's a risk. It is a huge risk.
But not with this too cast, much of though, a risk. Because I think people will go to it.
Yeah.
And that's all they need.
People did go to it.
People just need to go once.
We all went to it.
Yeah. I only went for this podcast. Oh. I honestly was never going to go see it.
You were very, I was like,
you're welcome, Disney. We're getting people to go to the movie.
We're paying out that Fox murder. Here's the thing. The reason why they keep doing these live action movies is because they're cheap to make and they make lots of money.
Even the bad ones?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean.
Dumbo?
Yeah.
I forgot about Dumbo.
I really like Dumbo. We never reviewed Dumbo, but here's my.
I loved it.
I gave it 4 out of 5. It was really.
I loved
good.
It too.
I
really
it was fantastic
really good, yeah.
because it wasn't. It wasn't
no,
Dumbo.
It was a different movie, but I liked it.
It was a completely different take, and I really. I
That's
was here
where
for it.
Work was actually done. Tim Burton put a spin on Dumbo and made it like a new movie,
which is a shame because Dumbo just got ignored, I feel like.
Yeah.
Where it was like, oh my gosh. For example, compare that to Beauty and the Beast, which is like, holy crap, what a dull movie that was.
But
you know?
Didn't do much work on that.
But think about it, because what they're banking on is that people love the source material. People don't go around going, I love Dumbo. It's my favorite. But The Lion
That's
King?
True.
Oh my God, everybody loves The Lion King.
Well, I mean,
King.
They're tackling it all. They tackled Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion King,
Next Little,
up,
Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
I think that's actually going to be good.
That'll be...
hope
it better be good.
Well, I mean, they're already making changes, so you know what I mean. Yeah. So I feel like
they got nervous when they said Hallie was gonna be in it because everyone, there was so much backlash. They're like, this has to be good.
Yeah,
so insane.
I mean,
people are insane.
Yes,
it has to be perfect.
Yeah.
People are terrible.
I think they need to make changes. Or what?
But Harry Styles.
Is he in it?
Yeah.
He's Eric?
Yeah.
Get out of here, Rachel.
Oh my God.
I forgot about that.
Are you blushing, Coop?
No. My son, Harry Styles? No. Who?
I forgot about that. Oh, no.
I'm wow, that's well, gonna be anyway, interesting.
So I think it's great because, like, we do love the original movies, but we have the original movies. So let's make the new ones a little different, and yeah. we can yes. also yeah. love that difference.
Yeah,
I think that's why I'm really excited about Mulan because it is oh, different.
Mulan. Yeah, I can't wait.
But
for
it
Mulan.
Is sad that there's no music because that's like what
there's
I
no
could
music.
Do without the music, truly.
I think so. It will be a different experience, and that's something yeah, no that I just have to get used to.
That's
what there's also no what's his face. Her love interest is in
interesting. Isn't yeah. that? A huge
I think it
part
might be someone
film?
New.
Interesting, but,
like, but
that cricket better
like
be there
because it's like a Twelfth Night yeah. story, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
That's I what know. I thought.
I need some sexual tension in my Disney movie, so there better be some
I mean,
love interest.
There are hot men in the movie, so
I gotta.
I'm sure there is a love interest. It's just not.
Yeah, my take is remake all the ones that everyone forgot about. I would love to see a Rescuers
totally.
Live action. Live
they're
action
not,
action
but that, see, here's the thing.
I'd love
thing.
To see, you know,
Pinocchio.
Black Cauldron.
Are they making
one.
Pinocchio?
They can't do
I don't
that,
even know
though,
that.
Because
not.
The whole point of doing these live action movies isn't to do new movies. It's to make money.
Yeah, that's true. But I
like
wish it wasn't
And like
so
you said, they don't want to put work into it. They yeah. just want to copy paste.
Yeah. yeah.
So we want new movies is what it sounds like to me. Because we're like, yeah. make the old ones, but make them new.
But
make
if you think
different.
About... Disney is struggling with their live action because if you think about all the live action movies they have put out recently, like A Wrinkle in Time, they've been bad.
They should do, what's that slave one? The Zippity Doodah one?
Oh my gosh, Song of the South?
They no. should remake Song of the and South.
No. As what, like 12 Years a Slave?
Making like, it to gritty,
like,
yes.
A gritty slave.
Even if they,
an R-rated
got
live
like
action.
Hard R.
Either that, or it has to be like a comedy. A goofy comedy.
God. What? Okay.
Starring Coop Kevin Hart.
No. What?
And Uncle Remus? Coop.
Was this Brer Rabbit?
See, okay, I can see that.
Disney hired me.
I can see
oh
that.
My God.
No, they can't even touch that.
They
even
cannot
as,
touch
even as a
this
joke,
out.
They can't. You know what
I'm
mean?
Still waiting on that Home in the Range live action.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, wow.
Bring back Roseanne.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Roseanne.
Bring back Roseanne and Judi Dench
yes.
together again.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, someone said this, but I'd like to see a Hercules.
I feel think, like that's think, only a matter of time.
Yeah, yeah. That's got to happen. Yeah.
Especially because the musical is happening.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Hunchback, I would love to see a Hunchback.
My Princess and the Frog has got to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that would make
beautiful.
Sense.
I can see that.
I can
yeah.
see that. I, really
I don't
want to
see a frog.
I think, but also, like, it kind of makes sense the ones that star people. Like, it kind of makes sense to make them with people.
That's true.
Yeah. I want to see what a live action... Hades looks like, but I guess we're gonna see that in Descendants 3 on Disney
Channel.
Wow, is this what a plug for Descendants?
Yeah, we get we do little
this
plugs
whole podcast
once in a while.
Is a plug for Descendants 3.
What yeah. about a live action Aristocats, but they do it like the new cats?
I'm down for that.
Oh,
that's terrifying.
I'm so down for that. God. Let's do that.
I vote no.
Lady and the Tramp in the style of cats.
Have I told you guys what's wrong with them?
What
their noses.
Their noses?
Their noses are human noses that need to be painted.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem.
My big problem is, I told you this
the
before,
boobs.
Is the
scale. The
scale. The scale and the boobs.
Remember they were like, it's going to be to scale. It's going to be like furniture. It's going to be like to normal.
But it's
cat,
not.
To cat
it's
to
not,
for normal
though.
Furniture scale.
But it's like,
but it's not. It's too small.
Yeah. Too small. The cats are too small for the furniture. No. Come on, guys.
Oh, so they're bipedal.
But I mean, listen, cats... What a weird, trashy-ass musical. So, yeah. like, of course, the movie's going to be just
weird
as trashy.
And
I don't know. It could be fun and magical. We don't know. Maybe they'll... Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, I'll
anyway,
be there. I'll
anyway,
be watching it.
I mean, I'll be there.
Jennifer Hudson
Christmas
looks
Day.
So
is that when it comes
damn
out?
Damn bad,
though. Oh, it's because of her nose.
She looks the worst of
yeah.
all
gotta,
of them.
You got to paint the
but
nose.
But the face, too. It's, like, weird. It's just so...
It's a lot.
Why not just put real makeup on them?
Yeah.
That's not real makeup.
People are
no,
so
CGI.
People are so weird about their CGI now. They're like, we can do it, so let's do it in CGI.
It's so
like,
expensive,
it's actually
right?
cheaper to just put makeup on your
yeah.
face.
Also, like, they've been doing it that way on Broadway forever, and they basically made them look the same way they've been on Broadway
exactly,
forever.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Anyway.
How do you think they went to the bathroom? This That's a lot to get out of to, like,
cats?
Pee.
A leotard?
Yeah. Oh, in
the
musical, you mean.
Mocap suits?
Oh, is that what they were wearing?
Yeah.
So they didn't have cast cat costumes.
No.
No, that everything is CGI.
Mocaps.
But like people in real life wear cat costumes and it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is not our cats podcast, no. But stay tuned for that.
We are talking about cats.
We are talking about cats.
It's on our Patreon.
Jungle cats. Yeah. Savannah cats? I don't know.
What was the best song in your opinion of this movie?
Can You Feel the Love Tonight? It was Beyonce and
it.
I was underwhelmed.
I was a little nervous for
Donald
because I could feel it in his voice. He's like, oh fuck, I gotta match Beyonce.
No, he did an interview about that.
Oh, I could tell. He felt weird about it.
Record together.
They didn't?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't want to record with her either. I would be like, I must be across town.
Think that she went on too many runs and like tried to change it up too much for
jealous.
Me. No, because it's just like, I don't know, when you're singing like such a classic musical theater song, I feel like I don't know.
But
it was
Elton
like a little
John
too much.
Sings the whole thing though, right?
Yeah.
In the Disney movie.
No.
No?
He sings it at the end.
Oh no, Timon and Pumbaa sing it.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought it was Elton
John.
They
sing the what? Timon and Pumbaa sing the opening of the real one, and then Elton John sings like the credits version in the original movie. So there are two.
Simba sing it.
Yeah. But in the very beginning of the cartoon version, I believe it's not Nala and Simba. It's like a chorus of people, a third party. Yeah. It's like the person who sings Circle of Life.
Yes.
Is like. Yeah, exactly. Comes in, is like, can you feel the love? And then the character starts.
And so going back to Circle of Life, in the musical, Rafiki sings Circle of Life?
Yes, in the Broadway version.
In the Broadway version. But in this version, it's...
A guy.
It's just a...
God.
Yeah, but God. That's how it is in the anime movie.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Very Phil Collins-y.
Yeah, I missed a lot of Rafiki's jokes.
Yeah, he was not in this movie
at all. He wasn't a cuckoo head.
He wasn't charismatic. He wasn't like a squash banana. Yeah, no.
Yeah, he was a very serious, somber old man.
Did he do the thing where he hits him? And then he's like, ow, why'd you do that?
He didn't do it. Doesn't matter. It's in the past.
In the past.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I am your father. Or when he's
also,
like, I know your father. Oh, he does do that part.
But also, he didn't have a blue butt.
Which
is like something that I really enjoy because when you go to the parks.
Rachel likes blue butts.
Yeah, when you go to the parks and you see. No. When you go to the parks and you see Rafiki when I was a kid, I was like, tee-hee-hee, he's got a blue butt. And he doesn't.
Yeah, they were like, no, Rafiki does not have an ass.
That's offensive.
Rafiki has a flat ass.
Oh.
Barely there. Barely there, but.
Also, the hyenas were scary instead of funny.
I know, but I liked it. There was that other one that was like personal space hyena.
Oh, yeah.
That was
Eric
very funny.
Andre and Keegan Michael.
But
Key
that's
were
where
those two.
I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, where's Jordan Peele? In my head, I attach them together. And so, like,
isn't that crazy that we do that?
Yeah.
But also, I had just seen Toy Story 4 where they are paired together.
Yeah. And it was cute, them together in that movie. Yeah.
So basically, you can never cast one without the other is what we're saying.
I mean, if you're casting them in the, like, roles where they're paired up with another person.
Peas in a pod.
Yeah, peas in a pod type thing.
Yeah. Why couldn't Jordan do it?
He's too busy directing us.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
that's true.
Eric.
Eric Andre was fine.
He was very
fun.
They
have a very similar voice. Eric Andre.
They do.
I first thought it might have been the same actor even.
Yeah. It was a Terry and Terry situation.
Yes. Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy crap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we liked in The Lion King?
The technology was amazing. Yeah. I think it was beautiful to look at.
Yeah. My problem is doing live action with a lion. Lions don't have expressive faces.
Right.
So it just was like stone face and then lips moving. it reminded me of those Air Bud movies.
Simba has such an expressive face. Like when Mufasa dies, he's looking for his dad. Like you see everything on his face. And in this, it was just like, okay, well, I can tell he's sad because he's saying... He's sad.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be crying so hard in that scene.
Yeah.
And I was like, I brought my tissue. I was like ready. I was like, just let it go. And I felt nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was no emotion there at all.
I did feel sad that it was like a real lion.
Yeah, because it looked real when he was being tossed around.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was a disappointing.
Also, something that I was like, are they really doing this? Was instead of the, what do you want me to do? Dress and drag and do the hula?
I wanted them to do that.
They did a whole Be Our Guest thing, which was funny to me, but also a little too meta.
Yeah. Well, they were a little too meta, right? They did the fart thing.
Yeah. So that was just another example of that. But like the dress and drag and do the hula, iconic.
Weirdly. True.
But also that's a little problematic, I think.
And I guess that's too silly maybe in something that you're trying to make realistic. Like where would you get a tiny lei and a hula skirt from?
I don't know. Timon got it in the first movie. Somewhere in Africa.
Here's they brought a costume trunk with them.
Here's the thing I did like. I did like all of those new characters we met in the jungle.
Amy Sedaris.
Oh, with the grubs. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's also something new they brought to the table where they had to do work and come up with something new.
You like the new part.
I like when they do something different.
I liked it too. I thought it was fun.
Your this is not convincing right at all. Oscar, I feel like Oscar you died inside.
Staring into the abyss.
I mean,
oh no.
I liked it. I thought it was fun. What are we talking about?
Lion King is the best movie? No. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it looked so grim sometimes.
Yes, it was very dark. And overall, I thought they took a perfect film that is joyful and fun and made it longer and sadder.
Was it longer? Yeah.
It was half an hour longer.
What did they add then?
Felt
what
it.
Was the new
that
stuff?
That mouse.
The mouse.
A 20-minute scene.
Yes.
Because they added new songs, right? So let's talk about these
just
new songs. Beyonce.
Well, just the Beyonce.
It's?
Yeah.
Then I don't understand the math of this. How is that a longer movie?
Everything was longer.
Every single minute of that long 30 minutes.
There was probably a little more banter with Timon and Pumbaa. Scar.
But it also didn't feel like it. Like, I could have used more of the banter. I could have used more of a good movie.
Also, Be Prepared was shorter, so like that also cuts time. Where's that?
Where did the time go?
The credits, you know, it was probably of all the people who had to work on the CGI.
It probably was also like a lot of the like hyena got more screen time. Hyenas got more screen time.
Yeah, maybe.
That beginning part.
Yeah. Also, it did seem like they gave Nala a little bit of a bigger part. Maybe she got one or two extra lines than the OG Nala did. Because she has that whole thing where she's like back with all the other lionesses and she's like, no, Scar, you know.
He's like, lioness will eat first.
This song is called Spirit, just so we.
Spirit.
Yeah, and it's like, no, I'm Beyonce.
It's like, I'm Beyonce.
Beyonce. Ooh, Simba, go home. Ooh.
It looked like you were reading from the actual
lyrics. Ooh, and the wind is talking, for the very first time with the melody that pulls you towards it. Painting pictures of paradise.
That's beautiful.
That
I will
like
say,
good.
I saw this movie with Riley Wessling, and we both started laughing so much at the end when the Elton John song came on. It was like, it's never too late to get back on track.
It's so weird.
It's so weird. Because
it started kind of cool, and then Elton John showed up, and I was like,
because
it was like very African, and I was like, okay, I was feeling it. I remember I was dancing.
Are you
I was
saying
like, okay.
Elton's not cool?
I saw, you know, Rocket Man. Didn't hate that movie. I was like, oh, yeah, Elton John's cool, but not in this movie.
It's never too late. I love Elton, but yeah, it's not cool. In place. And also, didn't they have another like a Chance the Rapper song or something like
did
that?
He?
Did they?
There was another song.
Was it
the
after the Elton song? Because I didn't stick around through the credits because I was like, this is bad. I got to get out of here. I'm tired.
They didn't have any post credit because I stuck around for the whole thing.
Oh, I
stuck
around
too.
I
you wanted more mouse content.
I read an article that said there was none.
Dang.
So. You gotta read those articles.
Shaking my damn head.
There is a song with Chance the Rapper and Blue Ivy on it.
Blue Ivy Carter?
Yes.
How
and
old?
She did a good job.
She's great.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's gonna sing.
It was sing talk. Beautiful, like kid sing talk,
aww.
You know? Get a girl.
Oh.
What was I? Oh. Chance the Rapper has a really funny Twitter.
I love Chance the Rapper. I think he's great.
Yeah.
I stan him.
There's something, a tweet that I thought was really funny. Anyway.
I stan.
You stan?
Stan.
But you don't Chance. Stan Beyonce.
No, I stan Solange. Mm-hmm. I just think she's a better artist.
She
That's
is.
All.
And her have you seen her concerts?
Yes. It's
so amazing.
Everything, her music
She made
videos.
Me cry. I was like.
Beyonce has never made me cry.
Yeah. I just thought this was funny. Chance the Rapper tweets things like, "Hey Disney, make a Hercules too." And he's like, "Attempting to watch 19 hours and 39 minutes of Harry Potter straight." I like going to Target.
He's one of us.
I love him.
One of us.
So I guess he doesn't have a track, but he was one of those voices.
Oh, sorry. Wait, what?
I said, I guess he doesn't have a track, but he was one of the voices.
Who did he voice?
One of the Bush Baby.
Jungle.
Which one is the Bush Baby?
Big Eyes.
Oh, yeah. He's the one that hopped around in the like in the jungle. He was the one who.
Did he say anything?
Oh yeah, they all sing. That was very.
Was
cute.
That in the original one?
Oh, they do sing it, but it's very short. But this was very long.
That's where all the time went.
Ah.
It was 20 minutes of.
It felt like Lion Build a Band, the improv game where you build where everyone adds on to the song.
Yeah. It was fun. But even then, like in the animated version where they do go to the jungle, it was like bright, saturated colors. And even in this version, it was just not
some bugs.
That.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, remember that scene where Mufasa and Simba are talking and like the sun's setting? There's like a beautiful purple sky. Mm-hmm. It's like purple and pink. Like, I love that.
Just the whole movie made me sad because real life isn't as pretty.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Oh my gosh, what did you guys think of Mufasa
in the clouds
scene?
I was waiting to see his face.
Me too.
I was like,
you can kind of see it. I think there is like a meme or something like it's like trying to look for Mufasa's face in the clouds.
Yeah, the lightning looks like
kind
the
of
face of Mufasa.
I honestly do not even remember.
But
it.
If you blink, you'll miss it.
Yeah,
I missed it. I was like,
oh, here. It looks like nothing.
I was like, barely.
Two little slits of light look like eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have never found that because I still can barely see
who
it.
You are.
Someone was saying that in this movie, he doesn't sound like Mufasa. He sounds like Darth Vader.
Wow.
Wow.
Remember, I am your father.
He did his Darth Vader voice.
Yeah, he did his Darth Vader instead of his Mufasa voice.
It sounds like I'm snoring when I do that.
Oh, also we didn't talk about how I Just Can't Wait to Be King is no longer like a fun, dancey musical number.
But I did like that they kind of were trying to imply, you know, like the everybody look like kind of there was like an interpretation of the stylized, like colorful, all the animals looking one way, all the animals looking the other way. But like in a live action version, I was trying to give them a pass.
In the watering hole
of
scene,
being like, oh, I can see where they were pulling that from because the animals did kind of do a little bit of a choreography, kind of like it. I don't know if I'm making any sense at all.
No, I get it. Yeah, it was like their attempt to make the movie as fun as possible.
Yeah.
And it was shared with Nala and Simba, which I was like, cool, that's better. Because I Can't Wait to Be King was just...
No, they both sang.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, oops.
No, wow. No. Oscar, you gotta go
I
watch.
Guess I love the live action remake.
Yeah.
Right, it is
more
perfect.
Than the original. Huh, interesting. Yeah, no, I did like that scene. I don't know. I feel so torn.
To me... I saw this movie and literally later that day I forgot I had seen the movie because I was
that's
like, okay,
sad.
Well, I've seen The Lion King.
Yeah,
I was not impressed.
I don't know.
Oh. Well, all we gotta say we should rate
King?
It.
Yeah,
out of five.
Are we gonna do a moral of the story?
Well, I mean, sure.
Moral of the story is if you have a perfect film, you don't need to remake it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least don't remake it in my lifetime.
You could re-release the other one. I'll probably go see it in the theater.
Which other one?
The original.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or remake Lion King one and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, the original is always going to be better than the remake. Like, I think of things that might be remade and it makes me angry. Like, yeah. if they remake Death Becomes Her, I will lose my shit.
And it is with stuff like that that is beloved. Like, we don't need to remake The Lion King. Like Oscar was saying, like, we should take the littler known movies that don't have as much of a following and expand upon them and make them interesting in a different way. Because that's new art. Yeah. This is not new art.
Yeah. It's the same but drab
and
depressing.
It's so tricky to try to take something essential to a lot of people's childhood.
Here's the thing, though. It's a success. They are making money off of it, which is exactly their whole plan.
Yeah, they don't care if it's good or bad.
They just want to make money
yeah.
to pay that Fox merger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Also, the Star Wars Land isn't doing well.
Really?
Oh, it's not.
It looks so cool, though.
Yeah.
Wait, why isn't I thought it was like the hottest thing right now.
No, it's not doing well. So they need to make money.
Well.
Everyone go see Lion King and sleep for 3 hours. Just kidding.
Dang.
Would you want to cast ourselves in a live action Lion King?
Sure. Let's try to cast ourselves with brand new characters, not from the original one.
Oh. So we have like the bugs and bush babies.
Uh-huh. And the new hyenas.
Yeah, the new hyenas.
That mouse.
Yeah, that mouse.
The mouse was in the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. But this one was like, this was bumped up to like starring role.
Oh, it's a different mouse. Yes. Featured mouse.
Yeah, this feature mouse. Not under five mouse. Let's see here.
Oh, this is a very difficult task.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd like to cast myself as the wise tree.
The wise tree?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? I would cast myself as all the bugs that formed Simba's face.
Yeah.
That was some weird, weird.
I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
Why the bugs? What is with the bugs?
Wait, they formed his face?
Yeah, they all these bugs were on the tree, and then Rafiki threw like a powder on.
Oh, yeah.
And then they flew away, and it formed.
And that's how his name became weird. Simba. That's
how they, instead of him coloring on like he with his juicy pomegranate thingy.
Man, I miss that pomegranate.
Oh, also, that was another thing. It was so weird to me where it was that big reveal in the live action movie of him taking the staff, that beautiful staff, and you're like, oh, cool, this is amazing. And then he does nothing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's supposed to come into the fight and go wee and swing it around, but he doesn't.
Like, then why did we need to see that staff ever at all?
Because people were waiting for it. They were like, wait, he doesn't have his iconic staff with him.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, I can deal with Rafiki without the staff. The blue butt. No, we needed that.
Yeah, we needed that.
But did we need the staff more than the butt? I don't know. I don't think so.
That actually brings up a question. How the hell did Rafiki know that Simba was still alive by that little piece of hair? That could be anybody's hair.
Oh, oh my God.
Yes, the hair.
That's
the hair.
Was 20 minutes.
The poop.
That was it.
The poop. I can't believe
that could be anybody's hair.
10 minutes. Opened up another weird box.
Looking at people
with
the poop, and people were eating the poop, and then the poop was flying around, and people were touching the poop and then touching their food. And
was that before or after the giraffes were eating it?
Yeah.
That was before.
Oh, because it
showed the circle of life.
Okay, so the giraffe ate the hair, which then he pooped out, and then a dung beetle was rolling it, which then it like started flying off with a little piece of poop on it, and then it ended up somehow in Rafiki's hand, where then he was like touching poop hair.
He smelled Simba's shit and was like, Simba.
Yeah, obviously this is Simba's doo-doo.
What was that?
I just don't. That could be anybody's hair.
Wow. So
yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Wow, we forgot about the poop. That was my biggest.
I guess we did ask for new sequences, and that's what we got.
I'm the dung beetle. That's where.
Yeah,
I'm the giraffe that ate the hair and then pooped. Yeah,
and then pushing your shit around.
Yep.
Great.
Wow, we did it.
Now let's rate it.
Okay, now we can rate it.
Out of 5.
Poop
Beyoncés.
Out of 5 Beyoncés. How many Beyoncés do we give the live action Lion King? Mm.
Okay, out of five Beyoncés for effort and like build up, I give it a 4.
What?
But, no. But for actual delivery, I gave it a 2.
The 4 for a second.
Okay. She was excited to see it.
I was excited. They made me think, oh, this is going to be amazing. And look at this. It looks so cool, which I still think it looks really cool. Mm. I'm amazed by technology and all that. But then the actual delivery was like, oh, it's still just the story that we know.
Yeah.
And like,
in a worse version.
Yeah. And after seeing the trailer, you get what the whole thing's going to be. Yeah. It's not like there are any surprises past that. So I will say 2.
I'm giving it a 1.
Dang.
It didn't need to happen. The 1 is only for Beyonce. Because I think she is the only one who tried.
What about Gambino? He sang a song with Beyonce.
He did.
He did Runs and in Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, I know. But that was him being like, well, I'm in a movie with Beyonce. I got to at least try a little, you know?
She's not here. I'll get him out now.
Yeah. No, it just, it didn't need to happen. Mm. That's my thing. But, you know, 1 for Beyonce and 1 for paying off that Fox merger.
Mm-hmm. For me, in terms of anticipation effort, I give this a 1. Did not want to see it. Was very resistant towards it. I thought it was going to be a piece of crap. And, you know, for execution, I give it a 3.
Wow.
I didn't hate it. Mm. I actually saw it with a friend of the podcast, Alan Pintal, who was a guest on Dumbo. And we were both pleasantly surprised that we didn't hate the movie. And yes, I did shit on the movie a lot, but I was expecting it to be a lot worse than it was. And I did really enjoy, really enjoyed Billy Eichner's performance.
Oh, yeah. He was a surprising. As Timon.
And Seth Rogen's as Pumbaa. All of their scenes together, I was like, damn, this should be a movie.
That's a new relationship that I hope buds into making movies together.
Yeah. And I wasn't expecting Billy Eichner to do well at all. And he's he can sing really well. And like, I was like pleasantly surprised. And, you know, minus all of like the literal self-indulgent crap, I thought it was fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I went with Riley and we're both Beyonce stans. Mm-hmm. He's like the biggest Beyonce stan.
And he was also on the podcast.
Yes, Chicken Little. Check it out. Mm-hmm. But I feel like maybe we had a different experience because we were so hyped for it because of Beyonce. Okay. And then that was
That'll do it.
Yeah. See, I sat next to a woman who was talking to the screen and singing along with it.
Oh,
and then
my gosh.
Looking over at me to see what I thought and if I wanted to join in. And that was...
Let's get her on the podcast.
Other experience. And then I thought she was with the people next to her. Oh, no. I think she was alone.
Wait, Claire, was that you?
It was a mirror.
Black mirror. Get her on the pod.
Gotta find that lady.
She's been hosting this podcast.
Here she is.
Like Fight Club.
Hakuna Matata. Huh? Huh? You know, I know this song. Don't you? It was wild. It was something.
Coop, who did you see it with and how did that
happen? I saw it all by myself.
Ooh.
And there were just 2 teenagers Frenching and I feel like they were like doing more all the way to the side. So I kept looking over like, I see y'all. Ooh. Don't you be getting nasty, the Lion King. But I give it 1.25 Beyoncés. And that's only for the cast.
Yeah.
Everything else, no thanks.
Yeah.
It's just, didn't need to happen.
Yeah. When you're starting with like a perfect baseline, you got to do a heck of a lot to make it a 5-star experience.
Even in the beginning, Circle of Life, y'all didn't get goosebumps? Because I got goosebumps.
I was like excited. I was like, ooh, here we go. But it was pretty much like, okay.
Mm. I think I also was just like kind of pissed watching it because I knew how much the original animators were upset about it.
Oh, yes.
So then that also affected because I was like looking for subtle little changes where they did add their own thing to it, and it was exactly it was
totally that part, yeah. Especially talk about shot for shot.
Yeah. So then I was like mad for them.
Yeah, it was surprisingly disappointing.
Yeah.
Just because it's just you added nothing to this.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and I do remember I will probably never forget the moment I saw Circle of Life for the first time, and seeing it. I mean, when we were doing this podcast. And seeing that like Circle of Life moment happen, and then boom, Lion King. Yeah. You're just like, what the? Yeah. But when you expect it to happen in this, you're just like, huh.
It should have been way bigger.
Yeah.
More feeling. Exactly. I felt nothing. I was dead inside.
Surprise. I guess you're right. There's no element of surprise.
Here's the thing. The Broadway musical did so well, and that's because it was so different.
So in every way. Yeah. Like,
so it's like
they took the same source material, plot-wise, it went exactly the same way, but how they got there was different, and that was commendable.
That's what this one needed.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, go see The Lion King. Tell us what you thought.
Yeah. I want to know if there's anybody listening who enjoyed this live-action remake over the Disney original.
Wow.
It would have to be like a kid who didn't live that first time around.
My sister did take my nephew to see this, and I was like, do you like? She was like, yeah, we liked it. But I didn't ask her much about it. Mm. But I don't know if he has seen the original cartoon, which is a tragedy to me, if that's the case. Because this is not the one.
Yeah. But hey, listen, Vultures, if you liked this movie more than the original, let us No.
Yeah. Vultures.
At ITDV Podcast on Twitter.
Yeah. And Vulture. Inside Instagrams. The Disney Vault on Instagram.
Yeah. Or on our own personal Instagram.
Blow up Oscar's
Ozzymo.
Yeah. Oscar twits. Wants everyone to just message him.
So message me.
DMs. Slide into the DMs. Yeah, let's talk about this new Lion
but
King.
But if you're a Beyonce stan, you can slide into mine because I'll appreciate it.
Listen, I love Beyonce. Let's be clear. It's just I'm more of a Solange fan, but also
I totally feel you on that one.
She's not the best. She's no Morgan Freeman, is what I'm saying.
Wait, what? Hold on.
I mean, James Earl Jones, right?
I mean, that's what James Earl Jones.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Beyonce
didn't marry her cousin or nephew.
Jay-Z is Beyonce's nephew.
Yeah, that's
conspiracy.
Yeah, let's
conspiracy,
start that rumor. Coop, where can people find you on the internet if they want to slide into your DMs?
Ooh, slide into my DMs at @thisiscoop_between-each-word. And you can catch me in a show around town. Don't know which one. Just look me up, and I'm sure I'll be there because your girl don't sleep.
Sketchy woman.
You are so hardworking, I must say, Coop.
Thank you very
much.
It's
very admirable. You're the freaking star. I love you.
I just cry myself to sleep every night.
From hard work?
Yeah. That's the LA dream, baby.
Yeah.
If you ain't crying, you ain't living.
I'm getting a shirt that says that.
If you ain't crying, you ain't living.
I really am going to get that shirt.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
Oh, guys, I found this portal back to the cartoon section of the vault.
Oh, good.
Ooh, yeah. Do you want to come with me?
Yeah. I'm a little scared of this, like, CG everywhere. Yeah.
It's very real, but it's not real.
I know. Yeah.
It's weird. Uh-huh. It's weirding me out.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, we're just going to go through this portal. Thanks so much for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I've been Oscar.
I've been Claire.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Coop.
Bye.
This is Patrick.
And this is Mark, co-hosts of Nintendo Cartridge Society.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, we're your home for all things Nintendo.
On Tuesday, we're talking about the latest Nintendo news.
And on Thursday, we're doing deep dives into specific corners of the Nintendo universe.
Ranking the Koopa Kids.
Determining who the best Smash Fighter is.
That's Nintendo Cartridge Society on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.